Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, odds are if you take a ride in the subway, you will not get slashed. On the other hand, if you do get slashed, odds are it will be in the subway. There were more slashings overnight, as Glenn Shuck reports from the Upper West Side this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, it seems like this is a daily occurrence now. As you mentioned, the fourth subway slashing in 2 days, Lee. One guy I caught up with here when I got to the subway here at 96 and Broadway, he told me, "Wow, it's really getting rough out here." And it is. 2 o'clock this morning, a man in his 40s, we're being told, slashed a 22-year-old woman in her right eyebrow and a 23-year-old woman in her left ear. Again, this is the platform of the number 2 train. The cops in the 24th precinct working the case, appearing to be a random incident. Now, those who come to get on the train in the morning, this is not what they want to be seeing, a crime scene.
And just seeing that scene was horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
If you know anything, see anything, call the cops, please.
Apparently a number of people did, as we are being told now a suspect, Lee, is in custody. But there's a lot more, including 7:30 last night, where two people were slashed at 110th Street, the station in Harlem. They got into an argument with a man who had come in there with a dog and a guitar case. Both of them were sent to the hospital, and no arrest there yet. And the numbers are pretty staggering. A 93% increase in subway crime last month compared to May of last year. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here on the Upper West Side.
The MTA's inspector general has been inspecting the MTA's inspectors, and she found that seven of them weren't inspecting as much as they were paid to inspect.
The report says the seven failed to make required inspections and falsified reports. They're now suspended. This was happening 2 years ago at a time when debris was falling from the number 7 train's elevated tracks in Queens. City Council member Jimmy Van Bramer kept warning the MTA that someone could be killed, but he says it was tough getting the agency to admit there's a problem.
They didn't know why it kept happening because they thought they had systems in place to stop debris from falling, not knowing that the staff who were charged with it weren't actually doing their jobs.
Standing along Roosevelt Avenue under the 7 tracks, Van Bramer says the probe needs to go further to find out how supervisors let this happen. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Woodside, Queens.
It's not just slashings. The shootings also continue. Three people were shot in an apparent home invasion in Williamsburg yesterday. A husband and wife were shot, but the wife was able to get her husband's gun, and she shot and killed the home invader. The husband and wife are expected to survive. Cops note that they got a report of a home invasion from that same apartment back in 2019. With more vaccine than takers in the U.S., some of the nation's vaccine surplus has been designated for export. But efforts to get more Americans vaccinated continue.
The White House is touting the overall vaccination numbers.
Already 63% of adult Americans have received at least one shot.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients is urging those who have not received at least one to do so. And the White House is playing up incentives available for getting shots.
Free beer. That seems to be very appealing.
But spokeswoman Jen Psaki knows that may not be enough.
Ultimately, this is going to be up to individuals to get shots in their arms. We can take every creative step we possibly can take.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kids at four schools in the Bronx will be able to get a shot right in their schools starting today. That will be the Pfizer vaccine, which has been approved for 12 to 17-year-olds. About 23% of kids in the city in that age range have been vaccinated. The mayor is hoping that bringing shots to school We'll get that number up. Dr. Fauci is once again trying to clarify his position on the Wuhan Institute of Virology as a possible source of COVID-19. While he says there is a possibility of an accidental leak there, he definitely does not think it was intentional.
It is quite far-fetched that the Chinese deliberately engineered something so that they could kill themselves as well as other people. I think that's a bit far out.
Fauci on CNN said releasing the medical records of three Wuhan lab scientists who were reportedly hospitalized with COVID-like symptoms in November 2019 could clear up the origins of COVID. The Republicans running for mayor were a bit more civil toward each other in their second debate last night on Channel 11. Curtis Sliwa talked about refunding the NYPD.
I'm talking about not just refunding $1 billion, but hiring 3,000 additional cops through a dedicated property tax. Madison Square Garden pays no property taxes. Neither does Columbia or NYU or Rockefeller Institute or Cornell Medical. Why don't they pay property tax? Well, now they will when I'm mayor.
Fernando Mateo on the same topic.
I don't think anyone knows right now how much money specifically does the NYPD need to take our city back. But whatever it is that they need, they will have when I am mayor.
One point they did not agree on, former President Trump's leader, Sliwa said he didn't vote for him, whereas Mateo expressed strong support and said he had actually met with Mr. Trump earlier in the day, and he implied that Sliwa was a fake Republican. Somebody on Long Island shot a cat, and that person's going to be in big trouble when they're caught.
DJ Honeycutt says his pet cat Gracie never came home Tuesday night. He learned later that a neighbor had heard Gracie crying in pain and saw she couldn't walk and took her to a vet in the neighborhood. He can't understand why anyone would have shot her.
She would just lay there if she was sitting on a sidewalk, never attacked anybody.
Glen Cove police are looking for the shooter. Detective Lieutenant John Nagel says this could have been worse.
If they're shooting a small caliber handgun in, you know, a residential area where the houses are close together, you know, God knows one of those rounds could have bounced up the window.
Meanwhile, the Honeycutt family started a GoFundMe page to help with the $8,000 to $9,000 vet bill. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Gracie underwent surgery, but she suffered spinal damage, and her prospects of walking again don't look very good right now. Protesters paid a visit to an Italian restaurant called Carbone in the village last night. They smashed out a window, leaving one customer with minor injuries. She suffered a cut on her shoulder but declined medical attention. Cops say this was part of the Stonewall protests, which occur weekly outside the bar of the same name. The NYPD says they're still looking for the window smasher. More smashers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.